Come in, traveler.
The storm is so fierce that we didn't think anyone would be traveling today. I am the only one here left awake at this hour. Yes, we have rooms. A lot of them, actually. And there's some lamb stew and bread I can bring for you. I don't have change for something like that, sir. You could have all the rooms and the food in our larder for this. Oh, thank you, sir. You are most generous. I will fetch stew and fruit and cheese and meat for you right now. Please take off your cloak and warm yourself by the fire while I do so. Here you be, sir. Well, yes, I just might be the innkeeper's daughter. But perhaps I am the king's daughter, secretly mingling with the common folk. How can you be sure? My name? For that gold you gave me, you may call me whatever you wish, generous sir. Princess? I like that, sir. Much better than hey you or wench. So you humor my claim of being the king's daughter. So be it. And what may I call you? That is a bold name, or boast, or both, sir. But low-key it is, then. You seem to be a charmer, just like him. Although younger looking than I imagined him to be. Which is perhaps why I found myself drawn to him. Only, that is strange. Here, by the fire, you look older than you first did. I mistook you for a man several years my senior, but now you could perhaps be my father. Oh no, it's not unpleasant at all. I prefer the mature look. I'm just not sure why I thought you looked so much younger before. Yes, I will sit with you while you eat, sir. You are our only guest, and a little banter and attention are certainly your right at this point. Only, please don't get the idea that there is more being offered for sale than a room and some food and drink. This dress is just to attract looks, compliments, and tips, but not hands. What is that? That, sir, is my chest. That is not for an eyes. Oh, I apologize. This? It could be a cross, perhaps. Or a hammer. Whichever you prefer. Between you and me, it's whichever one that would keep you from trying to save me from the other. But given the name you are using, I take you are one who follows the old way. Or at least one that still remembers them. I thought so. My grandfather used to tell me the stories, but that was so long ago. And folk aren't as likely to share them around the fire as they once were. Well, you don't look much like my grandfather. But perhaps you could tell me some stories just the same. You do look a little like him, but younger. And your hair does not have the dashing gray streak in it as his. Wait, it seems it does, after all. I guess sleep befuddles my eyes. Sit on your lap? That is something my father would frown upon, and it is against my rules as well. But you are correct. I used to sit in my grandfather's lap when he told his tales. I guess my sitting on your lap while you told me stories would not be much different. You remind me more and more of him. You have eyes just like his. Old, but young at the same time. Wise, but mischievous. Tell me about your namesake. As a young girl? Well, a younger girl. He was the one who stood out the most. A troublemaker, just like me. Always struggling to get along with their family. A little bit naughty and a little bit dark. But he fought against the high and mighty, showing them that they were not as perfect as they thought they were. I cannot. I am not supposed to drink with the guests. But then again, I'm not supposed to sit in their laps either. And you're not a typical patron. Grandfather would give me a sip from his cup, so if you did the same, there would be no harm. Nor would there be any harm in my continually filling your cup after the gold coin you gave me. Tell me of Loki's conquests. Not in battle or with his wits, but in bed. Grandfather would always scold me if I asked too closely about such things. Loki had boasted of bedding many of the goddesses, and it always rang true to me. If any god could seduce another they wanted, it would be him. Isn't seduction just a type of trickery? And this is why I just can't find much comfort in the priest's religion. What fun is there in a faith founded on a virgin birth? Tell me any of them. Freya, or Sif, or whichever of them he may have shared a bed with, or with the Jotun, or even a mortal girl, such as myself, if such a thing ever happened. But why would a god want a silly human girl, when he could have a goddess or a giantess? At the church, when everyone else was praying to their new god, I was praying to an old, praying that they were still around and not bound in a cave somewhere, or had never existed in the first place. That someday they would come and visit me. I apologize, sir. Loki. Just a young girl's fantasies, I guess. But please, tell me about the trickster's loves. Tell me who. Tell me why. And most importantly, how. That's the most important detail, the one that keeps me awake at night, thinking about it. The church doesn't like people talking about that kind of thing. You look hesitant. You are the paying guest, yet I am asking you to provide the entertainment. You already paid for the room and board, so I cannot offer you those in exchange. Nor am I quite willing to return that gold coin you gave me. Or perhaps you are not properly in the mood for such tales, even with me on your lap. I could provide incentive to you, perhaps. I told you earlier that my body was not for rent. But it is still mine to do with as I please. Perhaps I could let you caress my breasts in exchange for your skill as a storyteller. There, I take it from that we are agreed upon. That we are agreed then. But do not get the wrong idea. Under this revealing dress is an innocent girl, and my parents' room is but down that hall. Please continue with the story. Tell it as if it is about yourself, if you so wish. Tell me about how the gods do it. Is that so? Oh, your words are so descriptive. I have never listened to such intimate recountings before. It is as if you were actually there when Loki made love to her. I scarcely mind how your hand has reached under my dress. I truly am a pure woman, despite my wanton curiosity. You do believe me, don't you? You say you do, and I believe you, but I would not let there be any doubt as to my virtue. Let me show you your room, and then I can prove to you how carefully I have guarded myself these last few years as both my body and men's interests blossomed. Our best room, our best bed. But you will find me softer still. So take me to your bed, and take me, Loki. You will not mind if I pretend you are the real god. I can pretend to be a real princess, if you wish. In the flickering candlelight, as you carry me, you look so young again. The age is gone from your face, and the gray from your hair. I would think one or both of us is bewitched. Surely it would explain why I lie here before you, lifting my skirt for your impish gaze, spreading my legs for your slim but powerful body.
I did not lie when I said I had remained chaste until now. If you need further proof, look at how clumsily I move under you. But you will find me eager and quick to learn. My passion is not that. It is silly, I know, but you would tell me if you were really him, if I was truly worthy of his attention, to be made love to by one that had lain with goddesses. That smile and the circumstances tonight tell me all that I need to know. Your appearance shifts now as well, becoming less mundane. Did you hear the prayers I made in church when I should have been thinking of another god? Or the louder devotions I made to you in my room, thinking about joining with you like this? Then let me offer another prayer to you, Loki. My loudest, most earnest one yet. One that I hope you will answer in kind. Please. Hold me tight, Loki. Those arms have held goddesses. Now let them hold me. Keep me warm in a way neither fire nor a blanket can. Make me feel safe in a way that doors and locks cannot. I don't know where you're going from here, Loki. I don't care, really. Just take me with you. This world is too new for me. I want the old ways. I want to be your lover. I may not be the only one you have, but I don't care. There is nothing for me here. Well, I can have everything with you. Please?